President Mills has been selected by an East African magazine as one of the four leading best presidents on the continent. President Mills has scored high marks for good governance as well as support and respect for human rights and freedom of the media. Commenting on the ratings, the chairman of the Railways Governing Board, Dan Markins, said President Mills deserves more than an A, although much more remains to be done.
Oh yes, for many objective people who will not want to look at things dispassionately, you'll come to find out that President Mills stands tall amongst his peers. And he has amply demonstrated that he is a democratic person and that he believes in the rule of law and that he wants the good governance that we have all been desiring to be manifested in Ghana. So I'm not surprised that he will get a ranking grading of A. I'm not surprised at all. I'll be surprised if he got something less than that because he has worked so hard and that the indices are there. As far as the inflation index that we know, we have stabilized the economy. Deficits have been dealt with to a great extent by way of our tolerance. I haven't seen any precedent in our contemporary times, especially we're looking at Ghana's democracy. That has been so vilified and insulted, but yet he keeps his calm. He doesn't even use the power at his disposal to bring the perpetrators, those who are insulting, and bring them to book. And he gives people space. And I think that, by and large, people are watching him, and people are even saying that he's made the freedom too freer, because where they thought that he will act, he gives people the opportunity to go and reflect on their own misdeeds and maybe repent. He has shown the way, he's done very well, and he deserves our commendation.
This magazine from East Africa is saying that when the International Monetary Fund team visited Ghana, they projected the economy as being one of the fastest growing in the world from last year. But there are also comparisons stating that despite this growth, there are agitations in the country for better pay all over. How do you reconcile the two?
For most people who are on government payroll, people will tell you the single spine system has improved the wages of people and people are better off than they were some 3-4 years ago. So by and large, people's lives have been better. But you know, there's this saying that Oliver Twist asks for more. I mean, people are always desiring for more. So it's not surprising that people want to ask for more because we all gravitate towards higher success. So it's not surprising. But by and large, we can all attest to the fact that life's living standards have been bettered. But we can do more, as he himself keeps saying. We can do more. Ghana is now a middle income country. But we can do better than we are doing now if we all put our shoulders to the wheel and make sure that we work a little more harder and increase productivity. I think that we can get to where we want to if we can all put our dark lenses down and look at things more critically and make sure that we put the national interest first in whatever we do.
Chairman of the Railways Governing Board, Dan Markin. The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, also commended President Mills for his achievements. He, however, said if compared with the developed world, President Mills could not score an A.
If you take the continent Africa with about 54 countries and only 15 of them are said to be democratic, with about 5 of them practicing real democracy, then the kind of conclusion that we have reached will not be out of place at all. But if we are comparing ourselves with other advanced countries where democracies are practiced, I'm sure that Ghana will fall flat and President Mills will come below the belt. That not said, in the midst of the chaos, our president has distinguished himself according to the report. And it is important for all of us to commend, particularly if it is based on scientific research, to commend His Excellency for achieving or coming among the tops in the continent. Ghana has always had an example of leading and setting the pace for Africa. No president, therefore, of our nation can come as a mediocre to any other president of any country in the continent.
From your own lens, in the area of press freedom, in the area of good governance, don't you think President Mills has done well?
If I want to measure good governance, I will be measuring good governance by the number of employment that has been created. I'll be measuring good governance by the amount of food available to all citizens. I'll be measuring good governance by availability of water to the people. I'll be measuring good governance by the quality of education that our people attend or attained. And in these areas that I have just enlisted, I'm sure that governments, including President Mills, have not brought a 50%. And to that extent, I am unable to credit him full marks. But I would say that among the lot, he has achieved some for our nation, and it is important to build upon them.
That was the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona. A leading member of the opposition NPP, Dr. Arthur Kennedy, has downplayed the relevance of the East African magazine that has rated presidents on the continent. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Kennedy said the paper might not have adopted the right method in assessing the performance of the president. President Mills has been rated top among his peers in Africa in the areas of good governance, democracy, and press freedom.
Yeah, away from that, the East African magazine has adjudged President Mills as the best president on the continent, giving certain indications. These are the Press Freedom Index, Democracy Index, Corruption Perception Index, and Human Development Index. What is your comment about this?
They don't know what they are talking about. Let's talk about Press Freedom Index. Recently, right under the very noses of the government, security forces attacked a woman who was trying to take a picture of somebody in court. Nothing has happened. You are a press man, so I presume you know that. Corruption Index, we know about Wyoming Gate. So if you tell any Ghanaian that corruption has gotten better when they are just seeing the drip of Wyoming Gate, they will laugh you out of the place. I think with all respect, that magazine doesn't know what it's talking about. But at the end of the day, you know, that is why democracy is good. It means that everybody might have their own opinion. I, for example, also add that as far as foreign policy is concerned, President Mills' foreign policy has not been as assertive and ascendant and visionary as that of either Nkrumah or Kufuor. But those are things that Ghanaians will judge. And like I have said, if they make the determination that indeed the government has moved the country forward, then they will deserve another term. If they have not moved the country forward, then they should change it.
That was the General Dr. Arthur Kennedy.